The Guardian.
I think that this case is unique in that it's one of the few cases where a school pupil has brought a lawsuit against their school saying that they have a right to wear a religious symbol. The argument was that the bangle was not a piece of jewellery and it was actually one of the five things that identify someone as being Sikh. Previous cases have involved headscarves or long robes or purity rings. So I think it's interesting for that reason, and I think that people will argue for greater consistency. You either have religious symbols in schools or you don't have any at all, but the same law has to apply to all of them. You can't say to a Christian you can't wear a chastity ring, but then say to a Sikh girl that you can wear your bangle.
One of the arguments made by the school was that she was allowed to wear this bangle, but if she kept it hidden, what's wrong with that?
I suppose the idea of wearing the bangle is that it's visible. It's a visible symbol. It's an external article of faith, and it's not really designed to be worn or hidden under a sleeve.
As you were saying, this ruling is now confusing, isn't it, for head teachers, as it contradicts other cases. They're not going to know what to do now, are they?
Well, I suppose each school has its own uniform policy, and they try to accommodate as many different cultures and religions as they can. But there are only, I mean, if they have a no jewellery policy, then where do you draw the line? If you're allowing a Sikh pupil to wear a bangle, then you should allow somebody to wear a chastity ring, surely.
What can't you wear?
There are no laws banning religious symbols in British schools. It's not like France or Turkey, for example. So there is actually quite a lot of freedom, and schools do what they can to allow people to adopt a uniform that covers them to a greater extent than their sort of non-Muslim classmates, for example. It varies from school to school, but there's no uniform policy, if you'll forgive the phrasing.
You mentioned France there. They have separated church and state, haven't they? Do you think that this case will fuel the debate here?
I think it's been a while since there has been a headscarf debate about British schools or the headscarf in British public life. I think secularists and humanists will argue that there should be no religious symbols allowed in any British school, and that it should be a level playing field. People shouldn't feel under pressure to adopt a stricter religious dress code, for example, or add a religious element to what should be an educational neutral environment.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.